This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
Now, Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on KMOX.
Let's take it from the top.
On, button on. It's working.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Everything is working here in this building.
Are you frazzled?
No. Not how? Why would you think I'm frazzled?
Well, you look a little frazzled. You had
because I sat down here 5 seconds ago.
You had your A game. He had his A game on today.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then, crap is broken around here. So
stuff is not working.
Good thing we have the engineers working on it, so we'll be okay. Well, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, Hancock and Kelly.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to the two of you.
Back at you, big boy.
Yeah.
Back at you. Are you doing anything special on your Valentine's Day?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
314-436-7900 is the phone number here at KMOX. You can text us and call us whenever you want. Of course, we're on 98.7 FM, 1120 AM, and the free Odyssey app where you can send us a voice message. We think you should.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everybody will be talking about.
Oh, it is Valentine's Day today, February 14th, and boy, do we love you. It's going to be a show of love today.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, a show of love. I get it. Federal cuts. Some cuts to federal spending will affect medical research here in Missouri. Congressman Wesley Bell joins us to discuss how those cuts could affect medical research in our state.
And we've got sports tonight on KMOX. SLU men's basketball will take on Loyola. We'll get started at 6 o'clock. Again, you can listen to it right here on the Odyssey app and all that good stuff. So we got Hancock and Kelly with us. The boys are here. How you guys doing?
Good.
Great. Happy,
that's about all I got for you.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you as well, Ron. My Valentine is anxiously anticipating the wonderful things I'm going to do.
What are those things?
Do you have them?
Got to figure them out.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
Well, thinking about it. Well,
I've already had 6 affirmations as my Valentine's.
Six affirmations?
My 5 sisters, my mother, my aunt, 7. Have all committed to be my Valentine this year.
That's really nice.
Seven?
Yeah.
Huh?
So.
Your aunt's name is 7?
No, she would make the 7th person agreed to be my Valentine.
My
you
7.
Wouldn't understand. But,
wow. Yeah. That's an embarrassment of riches.
To all the girls I've loved before.
Yeah, what's up with that song, by the way?
What do you mean?
What is he telling them?
Well, you know, he's saying, hey,
I'm done, though. He's moving on.
Is he telling them that he met someone else, or is he just done?
Well, he's just thanking them. You know, he's looking back at his life and the love of
I'm the person I am because of you.
Yeah, and he's just saying, thanks, all you that I've loved before.
He's going to be here.
Willie?
Yeah, Willie and Bob Dylan.
I got to tell you, it's kind of worth going to see just to see two legends like that. And by the way, not only two musical legends, but songwriting legends. Of course, we all know Bob Dylan's probably the greatest songwriter out there.
He's a poet.
But Willie Nelson wrote a lot of songs, too, that weren't only popularized by himself. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know what? Even if, and I don't know what they're both like in terms of their ability still, you know, because they're both getting up there in age, and we've heard of artists getting to a point where they can't do it the same way they've used, you know, been able to. But I think just getting to see the two of them, regardless, it'd be cool to say I saw Bob Dylan.
Well, you hope that they are still
okay.
Yeah. Because I remember the last time B.B. King came through St. Louis, it was painful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and just so sad. And I guess the poor guy needed the money. But it was, people got up and left.
Yeah, but I went and saw Chuck Berry in one of his final shows that he was doing at Blueberry Hill, and his family was around him. So just the fact that you were in the presence of Chuck Berry, and he did that,
right.
But he didn't do much of the singing anymore. But I was grateful that I got to see him one last time.
Well, now that I'm talking about this, I'm sure you have seen, and they used to, for weeks, they were making the rounds, videos of Frankie Valli.
Mm-hmm.
Performing at like 90, whatever. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was bad.
That okay. Now that I think about that, I would not want to see either one of those two looking like him.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a point at which you just got to hang it up. I mean, even Adam Wainwright, you know, that last season with him was rough.
Well, it's what
like Frankie Valli.
Yeah. No, the Frankie Valli thing was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it's what Neil Diamond's done. Neil Diamond is, he's dealing with Parkinson's and other things. And he said, I just don't want to be viewed that way. I'm going to step away from it. And he still had his ability to be able to sing.
That's a really hard thing to do, and we saw that we see it with politicians even.
Mitch McConnell?
Mitch McConnell, Biden?
Yeah, Biden.
Grassley? I mean, we've seen it with all of these people who just can't let it go. It's in their DNA, and it's not good for the rest of us necessarily, but it is, you know, once they've done something for 50, 60 years, and they don't know anything else, and I would say if they're is some power that comes with it, it's really tough to give it up.
Yeah, but wouldn't you in your final years, I mean, obviously Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, they're all in their final years of life. I don't know that I'd want to live them in D.C. Like, wouldn't you want to go do some of the stuff that you have fought to make happen?
That's why my thought when I see Biden, when I see Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell, my first thought was, go home.
Right.
Go home. Go be with your family. I will say with Biden, I am most upset at Jill Biden. I don't know how a wife can do that. That's not what the point of what we're talking about now, but she bothers me. But like with a Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell, Chuck Grassley, don't you want to go home? Don't you want to see grandkids or your family or travel? Just relax a little bit. It's
probably not.
Bizarre.
Probably not. That's you know, that lifestyle at Washington, D.C., Beltway lifestyle for some is, you know, as good as it's going to get on this earth. And they can't give it up because they don't want to give it up. There's nothing else they'd rather do.
Well, and I've heard it's not just the wealth, because obviously Nancy Pelosi, worth $500 million? But it's the pomp and circumstance. It's it's the cars. It's the drivers. It's people. Oh, you know. Pelosi, her being in the news, it's that part people are just enraptured with.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle that, you know, they've grown accustomed to and they enjoy and they love. And not that they don't necessarily love their families, but they probably don't love their families as much as they love being a senator.
Well, there's some narcissism in it, too.
Of course.
because I don't know, I think people... And I think we saw this with President Biden, that I think after the election, you heard from his inner circle that he thought he would have had a better chance of winning that election. Don't know if he really believes that, but I bet he does. And I bet that when you get to a certain point and you've done it for decades like he has, and you've been pretty successful at it, you probably do think, well, I'm the only one who can do this.
Right.
I'm so good at it. And I've been good at it. And while, you know, your body is telling you that you're not, it's really tough to finally embrace that and realize, okay, maybe I'm not what I thought I was before.
Yeah, maybe it's naive looking through the lens of life that I'm living and applying it to them, but it just seems to me that if I spent my entire career fighting for things, and I mean, there's no doubt about it, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi forever will be recognized, will forever be adored or despised by those who support them, but I wouldn't want to be, you know, shuffling to restaurants around Washington, D.C. when I could, you know, go see something I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or go see the auto plant that I helped make possible down in Kentucky or wherever the heck they're at. I don't know. Just, I don't know.
See, and we're wired differently.
Yeah.
We're not wired like people who are in that position.
And like you said, some of the narcissism, because, and I know this is totally different, but maybe we've all worked at jobs before where it's time to leave, it's time to quit, it's time to walk away, or whatever it may be, whether it's whatever position you're in, and you think like, but I don't want to leave them in a lurch, right? Like, I don't want to walk away, you know, this is what I do, and I feel like I'm putting them in a bad spot, and so forth and so forth. And I had a woman tell me once, they'll be fine without you. Everybody goes on. You move on. You keep moving forward. They're going to be, whether it's a store or a restaurant wherever.
There are people who are going to leave your funeral and make plans for the next couple of hours. You know what I mean? They're going to be driving away from your funeral, worrying about what they're doing later that day.
Well, as the person in the room, that's
dying.
Closest to
I'm saying
the closest to losing my job and dying.
Well, but
what
the point,
an uplifting conversation on Valentine's.
I'm just saying. The point is that people will, as much as you think they can't
do it without you.
Yes,
they can.
They do. Yeah. Everybody does eventually.
And I want to be careful because I know like everyone like, oh, we're all special. We bring something unique. Okay, that's fine. But ultimately, if you're going to, you know, leave a job, leave a position.
Life goes on.
Like Nancy Pelosi, as much as we want to credit her because she has been a cornerstone in the Democratic Party and the government for decades now, it will go on without her.
Yeah. It'll go on without Grassley. Fine. It'll go on without McConnell. In fact, I'm just thinking of the scene from Jerry Maguire. Have you guys seen it?
Oh, I've seen
years
it.
Years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Where he gets fired. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, spoiler alert, but the movie's like 25 years old. You should have seen it by now. He gets fired. And it's a huge office, huge open office, and everybody's looking at him. There are probably 100 people staring at him. And he makes this big scene. He takes the goldfish.
Right.
And as he's walking out, he says to the girl, let's see how they get by without us. And it takes like 5 seconds. Everybody goes right back to work. Everybody just starts making phone calls again. Yeah. That's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We've got John Hancock and Michael Kelly with us. We're going to spend some time with the boys on this Valentine's Day. Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji, hang out with us. It's KMOX.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Valentine's Friday, John Hancock, Michael Kelly, Chris Ranji, all the girls you've loved before.
This is also a great day to find somebody new. You know,
not to listen to.
No.
A new love.
Yeah, a new love.
Yeah.
When are you going to meet them though? Because everybody that's out,
not everybody
doing stuff is coupled.
Not everybody. There's a lot of screw Cupid parties out there.
Say what?
Screw Cupid?
Huh.
That means to hell with you, Cupid. We're going to go find some. The single meat goes out and finds other single meat. Huh. That's what it is. Hmm. Never heard of this?
M-E-A-T?
No.
Yeah. You meat sure. Meat.
Careful.
A whole lot of meat running around out there.
There is.
I love meat, by the way. Speaking
oh,
of love,
meat, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
It really is.
Okay. I'm trying to decide here if we want to go to nominations or some political cases. John, let's get your thoughts on the Trump dropping the case against New York Mayor Eric Adams and then also pardoning Blagojevich in Illinois. Both of those seem to be just straight up political moves. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I, you know, the Justice Department are going to lose a lot of experienced prosecutors. It's clear. The New York office, Southern District of New York office, the lead prosecutor on the mayor's case has now resigned. So, you know, I don't like to see it. I don't like to see it.
Interesting, right? This guy's surrounding himself with a lot of Democratic losers. Rob Blagojevich, JFK, RFK. I don't get it. What Donald Trump's up to with these pardons makes no sense to me. The Adams thing is just, my question is, what happens when Donald Trump's no longer president?
Yeah.
Do people understand the consequences of where we're headed, that now somebody can go and violate the law and Donald Trump's going to give them a get-out-of-jail-free card? Someday it's going to be somebody else who's president.
Devil's advocate here. What if someone says, okay, fine, Trump dropped the case against Eric Adams. As you mentioned, some of the top prosecutors in New York have resigned because of that. How is this any worse than Joe Biden pardoning Hunter Biden, who was a wealthy tax cheat and a gun crime criminal, two things that Joe Biden said he was going after, and his preemptive pardons for members of his family, for Dr. Fauci and so forth.
Yeah, but this is a completely different story in the sense that that's his family, and there's really no excusing what Joe Biden's up to. And by the way, I think this argument that Donald Trump has where he wants to blame everything on everybody else who came before him, it's already starting to wear thin. Well, if it was Joe Biden, hey, you ran for president. You wanted to fix this Ukraine problem. Quit trying to say it was caused by somebody else and fix the doggone thing. You said you were going to bring prices of groceries down. Get to it. Quit blaming. But go ahead, John.
Well, I was just going to say the Biden pardons stink. And, you know, Tara, he was letting murderers walk out of prison. And, you know, it's all of it's emblematic of an executive branch that is completely unencumbered by any checks or balances in our system. And the judicial branch is attempting to hold into account the executive branch. We'll see if that works. I'm not so sure it will.
And I think the problem with what President Trump is doing with Eric Adams is it's predicated, at least if you read what's in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, on we're going to drop these provided he participates in some policy things. That's a violation of the law right there. If he wants to let Mayor Adams off the hook, he could do that with a pardon. To drop the charges is an insult to the people, by the way, that he appointed. The Southern Director of Manhattan, who resigned yesterday, upset about the instructions that they were given from the Justice Department, was appointed by Donald Trump. She's not some flaming liberal. This is some, she clerked for Justice Scalia. And now she's the head of the FBI office, and she's getting out because she's saying, no, wait, this is not what we intended. This is not a separation of our powers.
Is there a, and how much concern do you have about the people who are choosing to leave, whether it's the Department of Justice or any of these federal agencies, or people who are being replaced in federal agencies that may have not necessarily held the same politics as the president does? That there's a little bit of a, I've always thought that it's good you have, we have so many people in government, that it's good we have multiple different voices looking at things differently and not everybody's on the exact same page. I don't think everybody should be on the exact same page. So does it concern you that there's going to be less and less of that, it appears, as time goes on?
Yeah, and John can speak to the merit system, but the merit system was put in place to avoid this so that we wouldn't have these partisan shifts, etc. I just don't know what the dam, if it ever gets rebuilt with what Donald Trump is breaking here in terms of, yeah, in the past we would scrape off the top 1 or 2% of the folks who made some political decisions. But it seems as though the intention here is for some purge of allegiance to Donald Trump. And we have a merit system that was to keep us from ever dealing with this so that we could have a functional government in transition and from administration to administration.
Yeah, in the early years of the country, every administration turned over the government. You know, now it wasn't nearly the size it is now, but it wasn't until the 1880s that we get the civil service reforms under, ironically enough, President Arthur, who came out of a political machine in New York. But it was Arthur that brought the civil service system in place for the federal government. And that system has been in place now for 140 years. So, it's what's happening to our institutions is they are being strained mightily in ways that they've never been before.
Are they recoverable?
Yes, I think so. But it will take some diligence and it will take some real leadership. Now, I will say this.
And some backbone and spine from the party that knows that they're doing the wrong thing.
And I'll say this. One of the fundamental problems here, we talked about this the other day, guys, but we have done such a poor job of educating our citizenry about the valuable nature of the construction of the United States Constitution. People do not understand that our government was built because we have a fundamental understanding that people are going to, they're going to pursue power. They're going to be greedy. And that needed to be constrained. And so the government system was set up to constrain those, you know, evil tendencies that people, human beings, have, and which is the beauty of it. Well, we're not teaching that to folks. Our government is designed not to do massive, big swings of policy this way and that way. It's designed to be slow and plodding, and that's by design.
But what's problematic on what you just said there, John, and that is that I have been on the brunt of the Republican Party for the last 2 and 3 decades who have demonized government, who have made – you're saying that we should be teaching them about the roles that government should play.
I'm talking about the structure.
Look at the actual campaigns. But, I mean, the consequences of the rhetoric – look, it's in the White House now. There's this belief system that everything related to the government is bad. And so the fact that Donald Trump's just out there arbitrarily terminating pieces of government, people are embracing it because for 3 decades they've been told everything about government is bad. What's coming home is to roost.
I'm talking about the foundation of our governmental structure, not the policies of the government.
But when you have a man who's out there saying that all government is bad, you're talking about the policies and structure. He's demonizing and ruining and running over those structures.
And most people in this country don't appreciate what
because they've been conditioned
here and
trained for the last 30 and 40 years that anything that was being done was going to be corrupt and wrong anyway. I mean, I think this is a consequence. Donald Trump is a consequence of the demonization of government that's come from the Republican Party. Now y'all have got this leader out there that you're not going to be able to control, who's going to actually be blowing up the very things that you care about.
Well, we'll find out.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly. We got another segment with these fellas, and we're going to do it next. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. Oh, this is the lady in the jerk.
What is this?
It's Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters, one of the greatest Broadway singers of all time.
Yeah.
Is she the one that sings Tired of Playing
the Game? No, that's Madeline Kahn.
Oh, she's so good.
Bernadette Peters is in the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin.
Yes.
She plays the love interest. That movie is awesome.
He hates those cans.
Those pizza in the cup place is the best. Put the other pizza in the cup place out of business. All right. Real quick, there's a message on YouTube
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube message. We are streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
Sorry about that.
Follow us at Chris Amy KMOX. Well, even when John and Michael are gone, you can still watch us. And a question here from Lesko says, will you be streaming the Cardinals radio stream on this channel? And I believe they're talking about YouTube. No, we will not be. We are not allowed to be, but because there are Major League Baseball rules. However, you know where you can get Cardinals baseball streaming?
The Odyssey app.
That's right. Yeah. For free.
Won't be long now. A couple of weeks away from the first
game. Let me just tell you what.
The full team workout, the first full team workout, position players and everybody, Monday.
There's not a lot you can do without the expressed written consent of Major League Baseball.
Man, they are
on, dude. That is hard to get.
Oh, my God.
Apparently.
Yeah.
It really, so it used to be until, I forgot how many years it's been, 3, 4, something like that, where we can get it on the app for free. You used to have to pay, if you wanted to stream even the radio call on your phone, you had to buy the MLB package.
Unbelievable.
Even locally.
Yeah, it was.
But now you can listen to Cardinals
these
baseball.
These are the
local.
Good old days, people. This is the good old days.
So, Hancock and Kelly, I know we've got even more to go to, but this is a big deal. We talked about this briefly yesterday, how YouTube is raising its prices, $10 a month, but they're losing CBS,
Paramount,
all the
Paramount
stations.
Stuff.
So, it's February, which means they're dropping CBS right before March Madness.
Yep.
How many streaming services do you have to have now to watch what you want to watch?
They've driven me away from consumption. I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm not chasing these people. If my cable provider drops them, I'm not going to go sign up for them. I refuse to do the 7-day trial to get a football game. I think it's the only way we're going to get control back of this is for the market to react and for all of us to say, so be it.
Yep.
So be it. I'm done.
Because, that's how I feel. I can't do it. I can't keep up with all the different apps. I can't keep up with the subscriptions where you feel like, man, I want to go back to DirecTV or go back to cable.
And by the way, I don't blame for this particular issue, the YouTube TV and the Paramount thing. I don't blame YouTube TV so much because Paramount has done the same thing with there was another streaming service. They had the exact same issue where they're just asking for too much money. And a lot of times, I think it is the network and not the provider.
I have no idea.
But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Care.
The bottom line is people. Yeah, the bottom line is people don't want to know how that sausage is made. Just get us baseball games.
But aren't you done with it? I'm done signing up.
I don't know,
trials.
Man.
You're signing up. Well, you're with Fubo now or something.
Yeah,
I got the
Fubo.
Fubo.
Yeah.
You have Fubo.
Yeah, I got Fubo.
What else do you have?
I got the Netflix.
And Prime.
I got the Prime.
There's
Prime.
A great movie out on Prime right now with Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon. Very predictable. Good little love story to share with it.
Perfect Valentine's Day.
You're cordially
Day movie.
Invited. You can watch it with your wife this evening.
All right. I might do that.
Yeah. It's funny.
Do you ever sit down and watch movies with your lady?
Occasionally, yeah. Yeah. We've got a show that we watch.
Oh, what's your show?
It's called The Way Home.
On the Hallmark Channel.
It is on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, of course I know that because they advertise it during Murder, She Baked, which is one of my favorite shows.
This is a great show, though. It's a time travel.
Yeah, like in the water.
Yes.
Where they jump down in the water and they time travel and they can't get home.
Georgia, I watched this show. It was called Quantum Leap.
I loved Quantum Leap.
Murder, She Baked. I heard about 10 minutes on that earlier this week when I was in for you.
Yeah.
Murder, She Baked.
She's talked about Murder, She Baked every day this week.
What do you think the fan club of Murder, She Baked looked like?
One. Yeah. That one. There she is. She's right there. Nobody else.
Is she running the fan
book? I don't have the emotional bandwidth to handle anything heavier than Murder, She Baked.
Huh.
It's too sad. There's too much suffering in the world. I want you to be able to fix it with cookies. If you can't fix it with cookies, I don't want to hear about it.
But somebody's getting killed, right?
Yeah, somebody
died.
Well,
yeah, but it's never a likable person. You don't know them very well.
Oh. So it's always a bad guy who gets killed?
No, it's a good guy, but it's like at the very beginning, so they're still showing the credits, and it's like, doo, and then you see someone, and someone turns around and goes, and then gets killed. So you don't even know that person. But you can't solve them.
Somebody, but that's still a person,
did.
Amy.
It's still a person.
It's not a real person.
It's a person.
They don't show anything graphic.
Well, it doesn't matter.
What causes murder and murder, she baked? Like somebody used too much
jealousy.
Vanilla extract, or did somebody, you know, use the wrong kind of yeast?
There is
did they get murdered in the bakery?
Sometimes. Yeah, this lady did. She got shot in the bakery. Last night was strychnine.
Strychnine?
Poison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then the one before that. What's the poison that smells like old almond extract?
Cyanide.
Yes, cyanide was the other one. That was the curious caterer.
Wait a minute. Well, there's a poison that smells like almond extract?
Cyanide.
Yeah. How does anybody know that?
I was going to say,
Everybody knows that.
Well, I had no clue.
See, you can learn a thing or
it tastes
two,
like almonds.
Michael.
Hey, you two have covered sports, both and in locker rooms.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever taken the smelling salts and smelled them?
Yeah.
Because you see those football players do it and they react. What is it like?
It's, I mean, it's like ammonia. It's, you know what ammonia smells like.
Uh-huh.
It's like that times 1,000.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it'll knock you on your ass. It's, I would not recommend it.
And you've done it too, Amy?
Yes, but not, I didn't like take it from the Blues locker room. I want to say it was probably just on a hockey team that I played. Our coach had it or something. I know I smelled it. Like, do you want to smell it?
You ever had a smelling salt anywhere near me? Neither me, neither.
No, I don't have any desire to.
But I see them doing it all the time, and I'm like,
what are they trying to accomplish?
It'll wake you up. Oh. It gives you like a little, whoa. It's if you feel sleepy, you won't.
Hey,
after you have that.
Am I allowed to ask a political question, or have we derailed it too much?
Go ahead.
No, go, yeah.
Okay, I have a question, John and Michael.
Is this a good question?
I'm not sure.
We're about to find out.
Yeah, we're about to find out. So, Trump Tower, they're building it in Saudi Arabia. They're going to have the first Trump Tower hotel in Saudi Arabia. To me, I'm like, isn't that kind of an issue? Isn't there a conflict of interest? Isn't there some kind of security issue? Can the president be actively building hotels in countries like, well, anywhere, but much less like Saudi Arabia?
Well, it will get tested. No, they shouldn't. But they also shouldn't have their daughter and son-in-law working for them in White Houses like we had before. Nobody's held, the Republicans have never held Donald Trump accountable for his behavior. So now he's beyond the annulments clause. He's just going to do what he wants till anybody stops him.
I don't know that there's anything particularly that would prescribe a president and their business. Now, most elected officials who have businesses will or large sums of money will put them in a blind trust so to avoid the appearance of conflicts of interest. There is an emoluments clause in the Constitution. I'm not sure how this would apply to that.
Mm-hmm.
But it likely will be, you know, tried in court.
And like I said, I'm not trying to pick on Trump here. This would be whoever the president is. It's always unusual when you're building a giant hotel in Saudi Arabia, because it's not like Saudi Arabia is without controversy on human rights issues and with a tenuous relationship, right? I mean, it's an ally, but...
Amy, it doesn't matter anymore. We saw the president of the United States propping up, kissing and embracing Vladimir Putin yesterday from the Oval Office. And disparaging our allies and the Ukrainian leader. I mean, this is just the reality of where we're at.
Let me just tell you where...
Doesn't matter.
This is what my issue is with all of it. I am not so naive to think that a person who reaches the office of the presidency, once they get out of office or even while they're in it, maybe getting a little of something on the side. I'm not dumb. I know that's going to happen. Regardless of who the office holder is or once they leave, I don't care. It's okay. I've just accepted that's how it's going to be. It's human nature for that to happen. My issue is with people who get angry about it, but they only get angry if it's the other political party. So the people who were all over the Biden crime family for the last four years, fine with all of this? Either you're mad about all of it or be mad about none of it.
Right. And
That's the way I feel all of us should be, and we are contributing to the problems in the country by only picking one side to be mad at.
Well, and that's why, like, I'm mad at everyone. That's why I watched Murder, She Baked, right? I'm like, I always tell my parents, this job has made me cynical. I'm like, everyone's bad. Everyone in the world is bad. Everyone's awful. They're all terrible. I'm watching Murder, She Baked because I can't handle it. Because, yes, the whole, you know, the Biden pardons, the Burisma, the, you know, with Hunter Biden, that was awful and corrupt. And this doesn't make sense to me with Donald Trump and his family. So I'm definitely coming at it from an angle of, wow, everyone's bad. They're all terrible. But someone pointed out, like with Biden being old and saying what he said and having his gaffes and, you know, all of his issues, that there's a lot of staff and people have to kind of throw their bodies in front of him, right, to kind of protect him. Donald Trump has also had people who have to throw their bodies in front of him to kind of shield him from hurting himself with his words, with the things that he says, his goals and so forth. And someone asked, when are we going to have a president where you don't have to have a whole group of people kind of like throwing their bodies in front of the president to make him look better?
I don't know that people are throwing their bodies in front of Donald Trump. I think in the first term, he had a lot of people in place that kind of served as guardrails, but I'm not so sure he does now.
So the bodies for him, you think, were in the first term?
I do.
Well, you don't say that some of the things that he's saying in meetings, like I'm going to take over Gaza and the Americans are going to have a permanent enclave. I think this man is embracing the idea and acting as if he is a dictator. I know that that's extreme language to people. But I don't. He's clearly not well. He likes sitting at that desk and saying whatever the heck he wants to say, and he thinks he's just a dictator.
Text message here from a 314 says he's not building a hotel. I believe it's a naming rights deal, which I think is accurate. But does it matter?
No. Well, most of his deals he doesn't build.
Yeah, the hotel in Chicago is just they have the rights for his name.
Right. So that's just that's a licensing.
I'm pretty sure
it says the 5-star hotel complex set to open in December 2028.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it's more than a hotel.
I mean, I guess the bottom line is it doesn't really matter to me if it's a it's a business deal. One way or the other, it's a business deal.
When Jared Kushner got billions of dollars from the Saudis, we've crossed this line, and the real problem here is I'd like to keep talking about it. But we've seen that the Republican Party, and they're the party in power in both the House and the Senate, they're not going to hold this guy accountable. So I guess we can wait 2 years and hope the Democrats take care of the Senate. Then we can get to the bottom of it. But until then, buckle up, because nobody's going to stop this guy.
I think that's largely right. And public opinion right now is swaying in Donald Trump's favor. I mean, he's got the highest approval rating he's ever had right now. And if that doesn't change, then the congressional Republicans aren't going to change. Once the public opinion flips, and who knows, but if it does, then I think you'll see some pushback out of Congress. But up until that time, we got what we got.
Historically, the public opinion always takes a dip after the first however many months, right? I mean, usually that happens to any president, doesn't matter the party. I'm wondering, because one of the things he ran on, and of course he did run on the migrant issue and all of that, but he also ran and was pretty clear that he was going to bring down prices, and prices are not coming down. Nothing's changing. There's not as much loud talk about it as there was 3 months ago.
I'm wondering, is he from
the people in terms of polling going to start to be held accountable for that, for a thing he ran on and the thing that most people said was the most important to them?
I think certainly if you connect it to the tariffs, which are inherently inflationary, and to the extent that he's going to, you know, impose widespread tariffs, that cannot do anything other than raise prices. So I think that's a real trouble spot brewing down the road.
Well, it's not just about raising prices. He ran on lowering them.
Right.
So are people
going to...
Are people going to look at the prices and go, well, they're not lower?
Well, they should.
So
they should.
What happened,
man? Who knows,
man?
What they're going to make?
You ran on it.
Maybe their racism runs deeper than their pocketbook.
I don't think so, because I mean, I'm starting to see, like, again, like the CBS poll, which was pretty quick out of the gates, already his weakest results were in inflation and prices. And then yesterday, following a story of kind of the man on the street talking to voters, and there were, you know, heart of America voters saying, prices were supposed to go down. I do think it's pocketbook. I think there are a lot of people who voted for Trump primarily for that reason. I mean, obviously there's always bad actors, bad characters, but I think there's a lot of just the heartland of America that felt like we need the prices to go down, and I think they will hold him accountable. There will be a big chunk that will, if those prices or when those prices don't drop.
Well, they may even go up. I mean, he said the other day from the White House when he was pontificating on everything else that he anticipates prices to go up. So everything he's promised, isn't it interesting? The stuff that's getting delivered on is the stuff that takes care of the people at the top. The people who actually got energized and motivated by Donald Trump, who came out and voted for a non-traditional campaign, they're the last on his list to be taken care of.
That's Michael Kelly and John Hancock. Boys, enjoy the snooker.
No snooker today.
Well, enjoy whatever it is you're going to do.
Valentine's Day. We're going to go shopping.
Have a great Valentine's shopping.
That's adorable.
Are you shopping together?
No.
Oh.
Why aren't you going to go with me?
Yeah, you are.
You guys should go together.
You're going shopping together.
Let's go.
Have a good time, guys.
Can't wait.
Bye.
Hancock and Kelly with Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ranj, have you heard of Denmarkification?
No. I've heard of demarcation.
Demarcation, yeah. But Denmarkification is a petition that is calling for Denmark to buy the state of California. It has about 200,000 signatures. It is a joke, yes. It's a satirical counteroffer to President Donald Trump's proposal to buy Greenland. So more than 200,000 people have already signed up for the plan, which says that the Scandinavian country of Denmark needs, quote, more sunshine, palm trees, and roller skates. And then it says, make California great again, but it's spelled like A-E-G-A-I-N, like the Norwegian
letter.
That's
really funny.
Yeah. So they're trying to get 500,000 supporters, and yes, everyone knows it's a joke. Their crowdfunding goal is $1 trillion, give or take a few billion.
I wouldn't mind living in Denmark, so if they want to buy Missouri, that's cool.
Do you know, okay, this is like actually kind of serious, but you know, we talk so much about immigration. So Denmark was also in the news because the Denmark president, who is actually center-left, but Denmark has a goal of zero immigrants. Like, zero. They want zero migrants, zero asylum seekers. They were able to get it down to 800 last year. And they don't want any. So much so that not only are they are increasing their crackdown on immigration and migrants, but they've made it a rule that if you try to illegally enter Denmark, any of your valuables can be stolen by the border guard, including wedding rings. They can take your valuables and then use them to pay for anti-immigration measures.
Nuts.
So I know
but also it's different than the United States,
America.
Which is, yeah, but we're much bigger and we prided ourselves on welcoming immigrants.
Like yeah, Denmark whole, does not. Found,
yeah, we're founded on it, though. We're a little bit different.
I'm just saying,
regard.
Though, yes, but Denmark doesn't necessarily have to be cruel about it.
And I also, mean, we're much bigger.
Yeah, but again, we're not talking about the numbers. We're talking about just cruelty of it. Kind of like NPR did this huge thing. I forgot what it's called. One of their programs looked into the EU is paying the Libyan Coast Guard to try to catch migrants from landing. So I'm just saying,
it doesn't excuse us.
It doesn't excuse us.
So I wouldn't even.
It's interesting to see that that's happening.
First of all, did you see that the Philadelphia Eagles are holding their parade right now? Their Super Bowl parade is happening in the streets of Philadelphia. I don't think anybody's.
Any crime?
Probably some puking. I don't think any crime yet. I don't know if anybody's
would
been arrested.
Would you rather witness a crime or someone throwing up?
A crime.
Yeah, as long as, like, not a violent crime, but just, like, you know, stealing a pack of gum.
Also, did you see this video of a humpback whale on, it was right outside of Chile, and it swallowed a kayaker.
Yep.
There was a 24-year-old man in a kayak just, you know, swimming about and paddling about, and this whale comes up and swallows him whole and then spits him out, like, 3-4 seconds later. That had to have been the most terrifying thing in the world.
His dad filmed it.
Yes.
His dad is the one filming it. I watched it multiple times.
Oh, my God.
The dad was very calm.
Right? Like, just stay calm. You're okay. What? Yeah. No.
And
did
then
you see that?
The whale. He said he saw a fin. That's how he knew it was a whale and not just a big wave. The kid described feeling the sliminess against his face.
That would be the worst. Go find that video. Go find the humpback whale swallowing the kayaker. It's incredible. When we come back, Scott Jagow from the KMOX Newsroom has a Valentine's Day story to tell us, and he'll tell us about roaming St. Louis as well. It's all coming up on KMOX.